Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for this program. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone from the entertainment world. Normally, my guests are either authors or musicians. My guests today are somewhat different. They work with the spoken word. The Astonishment is the name they go by, and they have just released a new CD called Banana Sandwich. It is my great pleasure to welcome James Cripper and Mariana Limno to the program. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I think a good place to start would be by playing a sample track from your new CD, Banana Sandwich. And this is track one, African Lionheart.
African Lionheart, there you lie, overlooking the kingdom of Africa, your heritage lying by you. As you are the king, first moments at the African Sahara, it came from sayonara. How about that, to wake your delight? The prairies after bye-byes, the air moist by early dew, succulent flowers of all makes and models, bees biting at your knees, butterflies fluttering around your crown, the African Sahara is high noon. All too soon, I mean your king. African lion heart, roar your example, let your example ring. Let the African Sahara know your king. What do you think us humans got the notion? Remember that gold makes you king. Your golden mane around your neck proclaims you king of the Olympic sports ring. African lion heart, roll your example, let your example ring. Let the African Sahara know you're king. How you take part earns you the passion for what you have within, earns you gold. Someplace the others can also be proclaimed king. Serves reason for competition, gives sense for society's mobility, embodies stability. Your African lion heart stands for all that you have within. For yours is the African Sahara, and you welcome sayonara, your close competitor and friend. African lion heart, roar your example, let your example ring. Let the African Sahara know you're king. There is lioness, she is your mate. Creates a platform and sets the norm. She aids toward your agility, keeps you in physical form. She knows you the best, knows when you need to take a rest. African lion heart, roll your example, let your example ring. Let the African Sahara know you're king.
Okay, well, let's get some background on the pair of you. I'm going to start with you, James. Who is James Cripper?
Well, James Cripper is an English bloke who was born in England in Tunbridge Wells and grew up in Rome, Italy, and has been in America for a long time and feels very much roots in America.
Okay. That was short and sweet. Mariana, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm from Moscow, from Russia. I was born in Moscow and I grew up in Kazakhstan. So, and then later on, I came to Los Angeles, and I'm still living here.
Alrighty. You're obviously, neither of you are really talkative folks. So, Mariana, you're Russian by birth. Although, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't place your accent on African Lionheart. I actually thought that maybe it was a Cuban accent. And
wow.
Yeah, and no, More because of the content of the piece more than anything else. I was wondering if there was some political motivation behind the piece.
No political motivation. I'm sorry, it was probably a question that Marianne should have answered, but I'm the composer, and so that's why I'm answering it. It was more African Lionheart is about competition and how we're in a world of competition, and it depicts us all as a lion, the king of the jungle, in our own home, and having our mate, the lioness, and depicts how a competitive world and how you need to be supported by your mate, and we all strive for gold.
How did the pair of you get together? I mean, James, you're obviously the composer, and Mariana, you're the voice.
We met at the spa a long time ago, like 3 years ago, and James had an idea to write this poem. Actually, I didn't even know about that, and then when I found out and he asked me to read it for him. So this is the story.
James, you said that you have been in the United States for a very long time. It's pretty tough to make a living writing poetry. Do you, or have you had other ventures in the business world?
Yes, I'm developing a website, and it's going to be about culture and reviews on culture, and it's called Stella Cultural City Center Review, and it's showing culture in 9 different manners, and people, viewers, online users to give reviews of different places that define culture.
When I hear the spoken word, you know, which I guess is the global term is used for poetry or any kind of spoken word. I have visions of small coffee shops and eclectic or maybe even bohemian patrons. Is that where you guys operate?
No, we like to see ourselves more trying to fit in into a surreal world in which we try to better our standards of living by adopting lifestyles and going to places that are in some terms beyond our means. But we feel better by doing it, and we can fit into the scene better, although it is beyond our means, as I say.
where do you perform?
We haven't performed now. We just came out with a CD, and we're looking really if any agents or managers would like to hire us, because Marianna, and she can speak for herself, would love to perform in public. We'll probably be a little bit rusty in the beginning, but we'll get our ways, and we'll perform well for you.
Oh, and I have no doubt about that. I mean, I have to admit that I was most impressed by this CD. In fact, Why don't we sample another track? This is called An American.
An American. America today, go all the way. Take it to the limit. There is nothing to you prohibit. The individual on exhibit. This is the American way. This is an American day. Wake up at 6 a.m., hot lather and shower. Make up hour, dress to impress, to the kitchen. The family awaits. The kids are ready, French toast, coffee Americano, two cars in the driveway. The paper boy aims for the hideaway. To the family room, the wife instructs, then off to work, school, and in queue with the trucks. These are America's first hugs. American way, American say, American way. This is an American day. Only an individual can knock out an American day. At work by 9, all colleagues are kind. Financial services are typical job. Marketing if you are on top. Morning update with the boss. The schedule begins when he is done. Telephone country code plus 1. A computer terminal to all and some. Benefits include health care and retirement to come. An hour for lunch, come and work out into iron out the hunch. Work ends at 5. Remember, the boss is always right. This is work America, the might. This is how America works. American pay, American say, American way. This is an American day. Only an individual can knock out an American day. Rush hour traffic, the highway jam. Back home again for dinner a hand. We split the chores. My good work everyone ignores. The kids engage their typical routine in all-American sports team. Plenty of fun to the video store, movie and popcorn we all do adore. Then before night's in, hot tub, and we welcome the neighbors in. And with late-night TV, news and comedy, drives us completely frolicky. Family includes a pet pest. This is how America rests. American pay, American say, American way. This is an American day. Only an individual can knock out an American day. It's playtime, America, a barbecue or a homemade stew. Aged ribs the best, the king of beers, towards Budweiser I steer. Monday night football, a trip to the mall, playtime in Vegas. Last time I was there, I lost my entire wages. Skiing in the Rockies or watching the Kings play hockey. Aloha in Hawaii, waving the kids summer camp goodbye. Any which way, there is plenty to do. America likes to have fun too. One thing to remember, America plays hard, as it does with the punch card. This is how America plays. Only an individual can knock out an American day. And the American way, this is the American way.
James, you composed it, so what is the message? What can you tell us about this story?
Well, it's really about American life and how about capitalism and how capitalism, thank God, is the best system around because it's brought us the farthest in the world. But it's also saying that capitalism, as you know, it is made on the individual, and so an individual can have extreme success and richness and also at the same time bring us down to the farthest depths. So that is the negativity about capitalism, but other than that, it's a praise for the economic system since it is providing us a damn good living.
Yeah, I hear your sentiments, and yet, you know, when I listen to it, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he likes it, but he doesn't like it. Maybe I'm wrong. Does the Astonishment have a website?
Yes, we do have a website, but it's going to take maybe a few weeks until we're going to finish it up. So it's the name, theastonishment.com.
Okay. And I'm sure that some of our listeners are going to want to rush out and buy copies of Banana Sandwich. Where should we send them?
Okay, and we sell our CDs at cdbaby.com. It's cdbaby.com and on iTunes.
Okay, and if they go to either of those and put in Banana Sandwich, they should be able to find.
Sure, Banana Sandwich or The Astonishment. And you'll see the CD with my portrait.
Right. Another question for the both of you. I love the rhyming that you've managed to include in the words, and I love the meter that's used. Have you ever considered adding a musical component?
You know, I think it will be a good idea, even a little video or dancing and maybe some singing. Actually, I would love to do it, but I have to ask James if he has the same opinion.
James, do you have the same opinion?
Well, I looking at a rights point of view, I'm very much looking into the factor of if I'm not a musician, and therefore if I put music to it, you know, how much privilege do I have to give the musician in my rights in this small market? So that's what I'm considering, and what we're talking about for the next album is if that is something that sells, because at the end of the day, I think the diversity of having just a spoken word and on a relaxing point of view in an evening in front of guests, in your home, after coffee, after dinner, to listen to a spoken word CD is different. It's something that could please. And it's different from, let's say, the music, although obviously the music side of things is more appealing and there's more rhythm in it. But I think a spoken word is pleasing also.
Oh, I agree with you. I think the spoken word is very, very important. But I somehow can see a marriage between words and music. You don't want the or don't need the music to be overwhelming, but you know, just something rhythmic in the background might be a very attractive addition.
Simon, I agree with you, and if we had the right musician and the right music, we would do it.
Do you have plans for another adventure?
Oh, yes. The adventure has just started. And I have a little bit in me, a Cockney slang. And so sometimes it gets a little bit rude. But other times I can get it out and I enjoy writing.
The spoken word is often a hard one to sell. You know, if you look at the New York Times bestseller list, rarely do you see poetry books on the top 10 list. The spoken word, when performed live, is equally hard to sell in many ways. you know, you don't tend to hear about many sell-out, you know, 60,000-seat arena concerts. How do you market the Spoke?
Well, we're relying very much on Glass Onion, on Billy James in this circumstance, in our first outing. And I must say, to add, that I'm not really, I know I'm not a poet, because poetry is really an art, and like you said before, there's rhythm, cadence, there is an exact science to poetry. And ours is more a prose, a modern prose.
You know, I hate to do this because I don't usually disagree with my guests, but I would most definitely say that yours is poetry. I mean, you have meter, you have rhythm. That this is not the spoken word. Uh-oh. He's gone quiet. I'll tell you what. I'm going to prove this fact by playing another track. This is actually track 15. It's called Love.
Love. Love. L-O-V-E. Let over very explicitly. A nonchalant encounter, pure chemistry. My sand and his must. A big fuss. Initial perfections. He's handsome. He cares. He shares. My thoughts on our first encounter. Love, L-O-V-E, led over very explicitly. Onward to dating, gentle seduction, my hand and his arm, what charm. Continuing the connection, he is warm, he is tender, he is a true contender. My thoughts on our first date. Love, L-O-V-E, led over very explicitly. First kiss, pleasing feeling, my lips clipped his tongue, I could have sung, initial accomplishment. He is hot, he is enduring, he is assuring. My thoughts on our physical approachment. Love, L-O-V-E, led over very explicitly. Sensual accosting, physical healing, my hips tied to his waist. What haste, final satisfaction. He is bold, he is strong, he is well hung. My thoughts on our sexual experience. Love, L-O-V-E, led over very explicitly. Love is a let over very explicitly, when together, a strong complicity, when apart, a severe nostalgia. This is how love is meant to be, all-consuming, a let over very explicitly.
I think that's a delightful piece, by the way. Not only is it well-written, it is exceedingly well-spoken. Congratulations. Okay, James, I'm going to beat up on you a little bit more. Are you sure you're not a poet?
Well, thank you, Simon, because this of the album, this is the only one that is an actual poem with a meter. The rest is prose, but this one is not.
Like I said, I don't usually argue with my guests, but I found meter in many of the things that I listened on the album.
Yes, not an organized meter, but a meter, yes.
So, when can we expect the next CD or book or live performance?
Well, we're planning to maybe bring something out by the end of the year. And one of the things that is big in our books is an audio book about Spilla, which is this ideologic society that I have on how I envision the world and its economic path to reform. And that will be something that you can keep your eyes peeled for us on that, and Mariano will be reading the audiobook in addition to albums of poetry.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. James, I'm going to ask you a question that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. You were born in England, as I was. You grew up in Italy, and now you live in the U.S. Thinking back, you know, where are your fondest memories?
My fondest memories is when I was a teenager, and I must say, sometimes you recollect about the past, but the gift that we all have is the present. And I am ecstatic, and thanks to Marianna, is that I brought out this CD and can write, because it's really the present that holds us. And although my memories are of upbringing and being brought up in the world by your parents and so forth, my best memories are really in present day.
Mariana, I'm going to ask the same question of you. You were born in Russia, Moscow, I think you said. What brought you to the U.S.? And you know, when you think back, what are your best memories?
I've been in fitness bodybuilding for the last 15 years, and I wanted to be in Los Angeles. I was going to compete, since I was competing in Moscow in the fitness, so that's why I came here to try a new lifestyle and continue my career in fitness and bodybuilding. That's why I'm here.
Alas, our time is just about up, so I'm just going to ask both of you, do you have any last words before we close the show up?
I would like to say or wish for like everybody to be in love since the Valentine's Day coming. This is my best wish for it. Help people be in love and be happy.
I think that's a great great wish. In fact, mine would be, why can't we all just get along? why do we have to have wars?
I agree, no war. And in fact, my last word, Simon, would be what Marianne always says, is enjoy and don't fight.
Oh, I think that is very fitting. This is Simon Barrett for Blogger News Network, and I have been talking to James Cripper and Ariana Limno. They have a wonderful spoken word CD on sale. It's called Banana Sandwich. If you go to Google or CD Baby, you should be able to find it very easily. James, thank you so much for talking.
Thank you.
Ariana, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll have another program soon. This is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Goodbye.